It's been called America's most wanted bird. Not wanted in the sense that it's committed a crime, but rather desired. If you want to learn more about it, then a trip to Griggsville, Illinois is probably the best place to go. The story of that bird and its past and present in this country is next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The town of Griggsville, Illinois, proclaims itself the Purple Martin capital of the world. Before we go further, perhaps we should mention that a Purple Martin is a bird, the largest of the swallow family. But as pioneers settled the country, Brian Fitzgerald says something began to happen to these birds.
When we started settling this, we started cutting down all their trees because they are second cavity nesters. So as we cut down all the trees, we took away their housing.
The Purple Martin became known as America's most wanted bird because of the idea it ate lots of mosquitoes. We now know it's insects in general that the purple martins eat, says Ben Westfall.
One purple martin will, on average, eat 17 pounds of flying insects.
That's their consumption in one season. Purple martins overwinter in Brazil and other parts of South America and then begin flying north, reaching Florida by late December or January.
They gather up by the millions. That's how they travel back in a mass. And it looks like, on the radar Doppler, a storm.
The purple martins know where they spent the summer and will return there again the next year.
They've been here before. This is not our earliest, but this year, Brian got his on the 6th of March. I got mine on the 9th.
Their life expectancy is 5 to 7 years, and without housing, such as Brian and Ben provide here in Griggsville, they could go extinct. This town became known for the bird, mostly because of a man named J.L. Wade, who might seem to have very little connection with a purple martin.
He was a TV antenna manufacturer. In the 50s, he was the third largest in the United States manufacturing TV antennas.
The local JCs read an article in the 1960s about the need for housing for purple martins since natural habitats were being depleted. They thought Wade might be able to construct something from the aluminum he used for antennas. The story grew from there. And it's next time, as we travel the countryside. In Griggsville, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.